In the rapidly evolving landscape of financial technology, we are seeing a debate intensify that really gets at the heart of our future. It's exciting, but also a little bit tense out there.
Absolutely. At the core of this legislative push is a critical realization among crypto executives now. The future of digital assets depends on collaboration rather than competition. We can't afford to be adversaries in this space.
Exactly. And let's talk about Austin Campbell, a prominent voice who warns us that if community banks and the crypto sector fail to find common ground regarding this act, the unintended beneficiaries will be the largest financial institutions. That is a scary thought.
It is. The Clarity Act aims to establish clearer regulations for digital assets, specifically targeting stablecoins and their operational structures. We need to understand how these rules are actually designed to work.
For a long time, there was genuine skepticism about how these instruments would interact with traditional banking systems. People weren't sure if they could coexist peacefully.
However, recent discussions suggest that community banks possess the agility and local connection necessary to support this transition effectively. They aren't just sitting on the sidelines. They are ready to move.
That's a powerful point, but Campbell argues that the current binary choice is a trap. It feels like a false dichotomy that could hurt us all in the long run.
If the regulated crypto industry pushes forward without the support of community banks, it leaves the door open for large-scale commercial banks to dominate the narrative and infrastructure. We must be careful about who gets to write the rules.
In this scenario, big banks would likely set rules favoring their own interests, potentially squeezing out smaller players and stifling innovation at the grassroots level. That's not a future we want for anyone.
The conversation often centers on stablecoin yields, which are crucial for liquidity in the crypto market. That's definitely a major talking point right now.
However, the implications go deeper than just interest rates. It's about who controls the ecosystem and whether that control is fair.
Precisely. The integration of digital assets into the broader financial system requires a regulatory framework that is fair and accessible to all participants, not just the giants.
Community banks represent a vast network of trust and established relationships with individuals who might not feel comfortable using large fintech corporations directly. It's about human connection.
By partnering with crypto innovators, community banks can offer these services within their existing frameworks, providing security and familiarity for their customers. It builds confidence.
This hybrid approach could mitigate the risks associated with unchecked digital asset adoption, while fostering growth in both sectors simultaneously. We don't have to choose between safety and innovation.
Without a unified front, the regulatory environment could become fragmented. Imagine different rules for every state. It would be a nightmare for compliance teams everywhere.
Some institutions might comply, while others retreat into gray areas, creating a chaotic marketplace for consumers. We need to protect ordinary people from that uncertainty.
Campbell's warning serves as a stark reminder that consolidation is not always progress in this context. Just because a sector gets bigger doesn't mean it gets better.
The goal is to create an ecosystem where small banks and crypto companies thrive together. We have the chance to build something truly resilient.
This would mean ensuring that the benefits of digital currency reach local communities rather than just flowing into Wall Street accounts. That's equity in action.
It is about democratizing access to financial tools while maintaining robust oversight against fraud and systemic risk. We can have both safety and freedom.
The upcoming legislative sessions will define the next chapter for cryptocurrency in the United States. This isn't just theory, it's policy being made right now.
The message from industry leaders is clear: unity is essential. It really needs to be our rallying cry moving forward.
Whether you are a banker, an investor, or a consumer, the outcome of the Clarity Act debate will impact your financial future. We should all pay attention.
Ensuring that community banks and crypto developers work together is not just a suggestion. It is a necessity for a healthy, inclusive digital economy. Let's make sure we get this right.